Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Wilhelmina Show. This is episode 1, and today's date is July 13th, 2020. John teaches us that when we truly believe God, this belief will require action. So in this episode, we're going to take a brief journey through a portion of the book of John, and hopefully we can encourage and even engage to step out on faith. Perhaps we may have given up on some of our goals. So we're going to do a brief comparative analysis by looking at the life of a man who desperately wanted to accomplish a long-awaited goal. I want to mention also, this is a place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and reconstruct your life and feel safe. I want to go so far as to say, and even happy while you're doing it. This is a safe place. So keep in mind, in this episode, we're going to look at, do you really want to be made whole? Do you want to be intact, complete, one piece, nothing missing and nothing broken? We're going to look at how to accept and reinforce and recognize how we can be strategically positioned to attain those predetermined goals, and we might even exceed those expectations. You know, often, sometimes, we don't step out on faith because we have some doubts as to our purpose. We might lack clarity or precision of purpose, but if you'll take on the challenge and reflectively ask yourself, what is my purpose? And then dig deeper and ask, what am I called to do? It can and also be revealing if we ask ourselves this. What do I believe is preventing me from moving forward? Hey, and lastly, what have you set aside because it didn't happen the first time you tried? Remember, often we do not step out on faith because we lack clarity and precision. Okay, let's go. We're going to take a look into the book of John. And John opens with a very revealing way of giving us Christ's divine nature and his relationship to God and humankind. So with that being established, we're going to start in John 5, where we're going to read of Jesus, the Hebrew name, Yeshua, going to Jerusalem because there was a great feast of the Jews, which was the Passover. John chapter 5, verses 1 through 2. Listen to this. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. So while in Jerusalem, Jesus went to a popular gathering place for the sick. How about that? It's a pool in Jerusalem, which is called Bethesda, which means the house of mercy. And it had five porches where the sick would lay in hope of being healed. Listen to John chapter 5, verses 3 through 4. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. So can you imagine the scene? A multitude of powerless people, they covered these five porches, waiting for the moving of the water, or a move of the Spirit, if I can go so far. You know, the move of the water, it's like when you're sitting on the steps of a pool and you're just kicking your leg, or you're sitting on the dock of the bank and you're just moving your feet back and forth in the water, the water being troubled, the water being moved. So many of us, as is said here, sometimes we're waiting for the move of God. Many of us, we may not be physically sick, and we thank God for that, but some of us have some spiritual areas. There's some areas that are not as strong as we would like for them to be. I mean, if we honestly examine ourselves, in some area of our life, we may need it to be strengthened. Because sometimes, my beloveds, we can feel powerless. But in our examination, we would also discover that Jesus has already made a way for those who are weak and feel powerless. And here's a key, very simple, but a kingdom principle. All we have to do is believe and receive. You say, oh, Govina, you made that sound so easy. We can make it easier. So this multitude, they believed they would be healed once an angel, which is simply an agent of God. This angel's name was Raphael, whose name means God's physician, or God has healed. So the multitude, they waited. They're waiting for this angel, Raphael, to come down at a certain season into the pool and move the water. But there was one condition. Listen at this. There was one condition. Whoever then first, after the troubling or the moving of the water, stepped in was made whole. You had to be the first one in the water to receive the healing. Now, can you imagine the pandemonium that broke out? Time the water was stirred. It makes me wonder, how do we respond today? How do you respond when the Spirit of God is moving in your midst? Do you have the same level of expectation? Do you jump in, or do you wait to see? You know, what I'm really saying is, when you get that unction on the inside of you that says, now is the time, when you get that feeling that says, step out now, move, the window is open, do you have that same level of expectation? You've been waiting for this. Do you jump in? I ask again. Or do you wait to see? That what we call that intuition on the inside. Do we put limitation on how God works, he may use? I'm asking you a question. Sometimes we can want to move forward, but we're expecting it to happen a certain way, through a certain person, through a certain event. Have you ever found yourself lingering, waiting on God to manifest or answer your prayer in the method that you have imagined or that you're more accustomed to? Hey, listen, this morning I want to say, when God's grace is flowing, move. Hey, come on, jump in there. When the grace is flowing, when the energy is there, when the unction is moving on the inside of you, that when we often say, something told me. When the water is being troubled, jump in. When the water is being stirred and you know the presence of God has manifested in more of a supernatural way, where you can even recognize and you can discern, this is God, move. And sometimes it comes in a very subtle, quiet way. We do know, and we all know that many times, quiet, soft voice. Let's get back to the scripture. Listen to this, John, the 5th chapter, the fifth and the sixth verses. And a certain man was there. This is the man we're going to just do a brief comparative analysis of. There was a certain man there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, "Will thou be made whole?" During Christ's earthly ministry, he had a way of entering a room. Now just picture the scene. These five porches are filled with a multitude of people who are in need of healing. And somehow Jesus saw this unnamed man who had been hoping for 38 years that he would be healed. I'm going to go so far as to say this. Jesus, Yeshua, he sees you. Out of all of the people there, Jesus zeroed in on this one man, a man others had overlooked, offered no help. For 38 years he had been in need. No matter what you have been believing God for, do not give up. He can pick you out of a crowd, and in a matter of seconds, your life can be changed forever. It can. Jesus knew this man's condition and how long he had been in it. Nothing's hidden from him, and this applies to us today. God sees us, and we have to believe this if we're going to step out on faith. He sees you. And even when you may not be as aware as we should be of the Holy Spirit's presence, hey, listen, it doesn't preclude him from meeting us right where we are. He sees us and he knows our condition. The question is, are we willing to be made whole? Or do we want to hold on to whatever has held us back? It could be physical, emotional, financial, spiritual. It could be relationship-wise. Wherever there is unhealthiness, I'm going to say it again. Do you want to be made whole? And occasionally we all get stuck and allow our circumstances to hold us, I'm going to say like hostage. Very subtle, and before long, all we're doing is hanging around watching others move forward, accomplishing their goals, while we are lying there waiting, sometimes doing nothing, my beloved. And we may be in a room where the atmosphere is set for the miracles. The atmosphere is set for the launch. But until we become engaged and willing to be made whole, we're simply not going to be healed. So listen to this. It says that the impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming, another steps down before me." Listen, this man had been suffering for 38 years. He kept showing up with hope. He kept showing up with hope. And one of the beautiful things about hope is that hope is the gateway to seeing a brighter future. To Jesus, it didn't reveal any malice. There was no bitterness in the man's heart. Obviously, he had even forgiven those who never hurt him. He had forgiven. He had nothing. He wasn't holding anything in his heart, and he had not given up. And there are times, I believe, when we are on the brink of our miracle. We're right there, right on the brink of success, but we lack the patience to endure. We give up. When we need to be moving forward, we stop expecting it to happen because it's been a long time coming. I want to read another scripture to you. This is from Habakkuk, the second chapter, third verse. It says, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry," in other words, though it takes a while, "wait for it. Because it will surely come. It will not tarry." Wait on what God has spoken to your heart. Don't allow delay to discourage you. God knows the appropriate season and timing to bring to pass what he has spoken pertaining to you. Don't become frustrated because of life's twists and turns and unexpected obstacles. Don't become discouraged and frustrated. You know, there's a lot going on right now. The coronavirus, Black Lives Matter. There's so much. Unemployment is facing so many. There are a lot of twists and turns right now. But rise above the distractions. Don't get distracted. Don't let them do the bait and switch on you. Rise above the pain, the disappointment, and push your way through until you can patiently wait on God with an expectation, knowing that though the vision seems to be coming slow, it will surely come. So listen, after 38 years of waiting, let's look at this man. This man's appointed time. It came, and Jesus, seeing him in the midst of the multitude, he singled him out and told the man, he said, look, rise, take up your bed and walk. The man's expectation was to be healed by being the first one in the water like the others in the past had been. Hey, listen, but that was not God's plan. There are times when we know what God has spoken to us, but we can miss our season because we're only open to one way for it to be manifested or demonstrated or to happen in our life. Others may have viewed this man as being stuck, but he was not and did not allow his outward circumstances to sabotage his hope. Don't let the outward circumstance sabotage you. This man patiently waited on his season. When it came, he followed the directions and the instructions of Jesus, even though he didn't even know who Jesus was. Jesus said to him, rise, take up your bed and walk. He didn't question, how could this be? Or question, why Jesus chose me out of all these other people? Or, is it going to work? Why he needed to take his bed, he simply followed the directions and the instructions. Those directions and instructions that intuitively come to you, move this way, go that way, take this job over that job, select this school, this mode of education over that one. You, unlike this man, you know God. So will you follow his direction, follow his instructions when he speaks to you to step out on faith? Or will you focus on the past or the impossibility of the situation? This man who was powerless, he rose up and he immediately was strengthened in his legs. He took up his bed and he walked for the first time in 38 years. All out of obedience to the voice of God, all out of following the directions and the instructions of God. It's imperative that we follow his instructions. No matter how bleak the situation may appear, lean upon grace. You can make it. No matter how dire your circumstances are, even if you feel as if you've allowed yourself to slip past hope, you have to grab a hold of that grace because God's grace is sufficient for you. I know it is. And the commandment comes with the spiritual cure and the power to follow God's instruction. Follow it. God's voice and step out on faith. The Bible tells us that immediately the man was made whole. Instantly, this yoke, this thing that was holding him back, it was destroyed. How do we know the man was made whole? Because the next phrase tells us that he took up his bed and walked. Oh, come on, Grovina, is it that simple? He picked up his bed and walked. He was cured by the power of the spoken word. Rise, take up your bed and walk. The man was immediately made strong, and he was made able to help himself. Enablement to help himself. That's why we know it was a spiritual cure manifested in the natural. We're about to bring our first one to a close, our first episode, but I want to say, often once we receive the demonstration of what God has spoken. I want to add this. The enemy of our soul, brings opposition, the doubt, the unbelief, the lack of confidence, and even at times it may be in the form of jealousy. Others questioning your right to be elevated or opposing what God has done in your life. And listen, sometimes conflict can occur immediately because it occurred immediately after this man was healed. Listen to John chapter 5 and 10. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, it's the Sabbath day. It's not lawful for you to be carrying your bed. So instead of rejoicing that the man was miraculously healed, they wanted to know, what are you doing walking? What are you so happy? What are you singing? What are you going around whistling? You're supposed to be depressed, downtrodden. Why are you happy on the Sabbath day? Listen, it's not even lawful for you to carry your bed. Listen, sometimes people become accustomed to you being the one in need of assistance, and they don't know how to handle it when you're no longer disadvantaged. Sometimes there is a hint of jealousy, so just be prepared for that, but keep moving. So suddenly he's known as this uncertain man who was cured, and they wanted to know who dare cure him on the Sabbath day, and what is he doing carrying his bed? According to John chapter 5, verses 11 through 13. He that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up your bed and walk. Then asked they to him, what man is this which said unto you, take up your bed and walk? And he that was healed was not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, and a multitude being in that place. Jesus just disappeared. He just disappeared. And in John 5, we see once again, he disappeared. No one else received a touch from Jesus. The man was made whole, and Jesus then left unnoticed. So when questioned by the Jews who healed him, the man couldn't answer. He didn't know who Jesus was. Yet he believed, and he followed the direction and the instructions. You know God. Believe him and follow his instructions. So I want to say, we definitely should be more readily available to follow the instructions. And often, we don't step out on faith. Why? Because we have some doubt as to our purpose. Sometimes we lack clarity or precision of purpose. So if you take on the challenge, as I mentioned, and reflectively ask yourself, what is my purpose? Let's dig deeper. Then be revealed to us as we ask the question, what do I believe is preventing me from moving forward? And hey, lastly, what have you set aside? Because it didn't happen the first time you tried. Remember, often we do not step out on faith because we lack clarity and precision. And just a closing thought. Don't put limitations on how God works and what agent or physical or vehicle, rather, he may use. God sees you, and he's going to meet you right where you are. God can pick you, my beloved, out of a crowd. In a matter of seconds, your life can be forever changed. And at times, we all get stuck. At times, we all allow our circumstances to hold us back. So don't feel like you're the only one. You're not, as they say, the Lone Ranger. But then we must follow the direction and the instructions, no matter how bleak the situation may appear. Lean upon grace. And there are times when we're on the brink of our miracle, but we lack the patience to endure. But just ask God for that patience. Practice patience. Practice it. And I want you to know it's really been great talking to you today. I want you to know that.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.